Search economy out across the oil fields, over the desert and the gas leaking up from the ground. I turn the dial and I strain to find direction, searching for that almighty sound.
We gotta catch up with Lord Gorthmiggle. Come on, ride faster!
Come on, Jimmy!
Alright, so how long you think it'll take to get there?
It's gonna take about a day.
Alright, we gotta get to Gorthland as soon as possible because people are chasing us right now, I would presume. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh, the horse! Your horse! Someone's firing a gun at us!
Oh great, we got some bandits on the run.
Oh my gosh, there's a guy in front of us in the road. Who is he? What does he want?
Oh, no.
Hey, you! Stop that horse!
I think he wants us to stop the horse. Should we?
Get off of it.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Let's Okay, slow the horse down. Slow Jim. All right. So, let's get down here. What seems to be the problem, feller?
You're the problem, feller. Get off your horse and come over here.
No.
Oh, no? I got a gun pointed right at you, Sonny. See this gun that
calm
I got
down.
Pointed on you?
Calm down.
Come over here.
Just calm down.
Come over here. And I got fellers in the hills with their guns trained on you, too. Ain't that right, fellers?
Yep.
You hear them? You hear them out there?
Yeah.
What's that?
I hear them.
Yeah, you hear them? What's that?
Yep.
Right. What's that out in the hills there?
Yeah.
I hear him, all right.
Okay.
I hear him.
Come on down, fellers. Huh.
Charlie.
All right, now put your hands behind your back here. I'm going to tie him up with rope. Oh, my gosh, this is horrible.
This is humiliating.
What do you want with us? We want you for dinner. Oh, my God.
Great, what are we eating?
Fellers. Come down here, Skunk Toad. Come here.
Yep.
Come here. This is my friend Skunk Toad right here. He's my cannibal friend. We're all cannibals. Well, the two of us are. When I say all, I mean two of us. And we're going to eat you boys for dinner. How's that sound?
Listen, I don't taste that good, believe me.
Yeah, I'm very stringy. I don't taste well. I'm nutrient deficient. I don't take good care of myself, to be honest. You don't want us. Take the horse and we'll walk out. No, shut up.
Charlie.
We got a taste for human meat, you two. We don't want no horse meat. We want some tasty, succulent people meat.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right, Skunk Toad. My name's Jebediah, by the way. Not that it's going to matter much. Now come on into this cave here. Come on, Skunk Toad, lead him into that cave.
Yep.
You got the fire going, Skunk Toad?
Yep.
All right, lead him into this cave here. Come on.
This is horrible. What are we going to do? Miggle.
All right, listen.
Miggle.
Charlie?
We've got to get out of here. People are chasing us, and now we've been...
Calm down.
All right, okay. Can you get out of the rope?
I can.
Okay, well,
hold
on. Okay, sit down right there at the corner of the cave, and be quiet. Don't talk to each other. I don't want to hear nothing now.
Listen.
Get the fire going, Skunk Toad.
Yep.
All right.
Charlie, listen. I got an idea. I want you to distract them. You're going to distract them by showing off your body. You got to show off your body to them.
This is a good here fire. We're going to cook some good sweet meat.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a roast.
They disgust me.
I'm going to make a roast, Skunk Toad.
Yeah.
They really disgust
you
me.
You want a roast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll
Listen,
be good.
You have to distract them with your body. Just tell me you look tasty or anything. I'm going to get out of this
room. You want me to distract them with my body?
Yes. I know how it sounds. But just trust me.
Okay,
on this, right?
I think I know what you mean. Hey, fellers.
Yeah, what you want?
Look at my calves. Aren't they delicious looking?
Yep. Yeah, that's why we're going to cook them and eat them. Yeah, look how succulent they are. Mmm, juicy calves. Look at this. Look at my shoulders, huh? Plump. You want to feel them?
Yep.
Come here, skunk toad. Feel my shoulders here.
Yep.
Get away from them fellas. What are you talking about? It sounds like you want to be eaten. Well, maybe a part of me does. I don't know. Listen, are you out of your ropes?
I'm almost there.
Your hands free?
Just distract them a little bit more.
What are you two fellas saying over there? What are you saying? Skunk Toad, get away from him.
Yeah,
that's right.
Are your hands free? I got him. All right, on the count of three.
All right.
One, two, three. Attack!
Don't you move, feller. Oh, I'm quicker on the draw than you. I got this gun pointed right at you. I saw you fiddling with your fingers.
All
right,
calm down.
You're going to be eaten, and there's not nothing that you can do about it, so just calm down and get used to the idea.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. What was that? There's someone else in this cave with us. Did you hear that, Skunk Toad?
Yep.
The hell was that? Is it behind the horse over here?
That a boy, Jimmy.
Oh my gosh, the horse, Jimmy, just kicked him in the face. Oh my gosh,
yep.
His gun went flying. Skunk Toad is going for it. I got him. All right, come here, Skunk Toad. You're not getting that gun.
Yep.
You're not getting that gun.
Yep.
I gotta get this gun.
Yeah, I'll get the other one. What was his name again?
Jebediah.
All right, Jebediah.
Get it. Skunk Toad.
Time to be Jambalaya. Get over here.
I think we... Skunk Toad's dead. Skunk Toad, are you dead?
Yeah.
All right. We got to get out of here. Come on.
All right, let's go, Charlie.
All right, get on the...
Come on, Jimmy.
Jimmy, thank you. Let's get out of here. Come on. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Miggle, that was a close call. We were almost cannibal food back there.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't on my agenda for today.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that I did not see coming. But it happened, but we gotta get away.
Alright, let's get out of this place.
Okay.
Oh,
if
man.
We can get out of this canyon, we don't have to worry about people shooting down on us.
Yeah, I think we're done with them for now.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully there aren't any highwaymen up ahead.
Oh my god.
What?
We got another sandstorm coming up.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we're looking at a huge wall of sand coming right at us. What are we going to do now?
Well, we can't jump it.
Okay. No, we can't.
We're going to have to ride through it.
We're going
to
ride.
What else to do?
What? Well, what's that? There's a cavern up there. There's another cave. There's a lot of caves around here.
All right, we're going in. Come on.
All right, come on. Get into the cave. Jimmy, come on.
All right, Jimmy.
Yeah, move it down. Oh, duck down. We gotta get under this.
Got a lot of
low hanging
clearance here.
Stalactites or whatever they call them.
Calamatites. I think that's how you pronounce
yeah,
it.
Yeah, calamatites.
I didn't really pass that class in my school.
You went to school?
Yeah, I haven't told you a lot about my life.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so let's get in here, and I guess we could maybe wait out the storm in the cave.
Yeah, this is fine.
All right. Okay.
Hold on.
Oh,
do you hear that?
What is that? Sounds like a record playing. A woman singing.
Yeah, but why would there be a woman singing in
down here? There's a hole down here. There's kind of like a little entranceway to looks deep.
Hello.
Well, I mean, Jimmy. We could leave Jimmy up here, and the two of us can maybe go down there, see where the sound is coming from, investigate. But I mean, we need water, obviously.
Yeah, Jimmy needs to drink.
Because we kind of did. You bring any water?
No, the only thing I have left is the canteen from before. But It's just about empty.
If it's going to take us a day out there, we're going to need some extra water. There's probably some kind of water source down there. So we'll figure...
Absolutely.
All right, so let's figure out where this... whatever this sound is, so whatever this music's coming from, and find ourselves some water.
Maybe there's an opera house down there.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. In a cave? I don't know. All right, let's travel down.
Right,
watch your head again.
Yeah, get under.
We'll be back, Jimmy. So, Miggle, how was it that you became sort of Lord Gorth's right-hand man, his henchman, main henchman?
It's kind of a long story, but
best buddy.
We got the time.
Yeah.
We're not really buddies, but, you know, I'm just a hard worker.
Yeah.
I guess you could say. Anyway, when I was young, I never really had a father.
Well, why's your head a clamp tight?
Oh, jeez. Man, that would have hurt. Anyway, when I was young,
Another clamp tight. Sorry.
Thanks,
sorry.
Charlie.
You're not looking ahead.
Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah.
So, anyway, watch your head. Clamp tight.
Oh, thanks.
There's a lot of them here, aren't they?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I never really had a father figure in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, my mother, who was just very evil to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Never really fed me much.
Yeah.
Always telling me to get out of her house.
Well, there's not much food to go around. Yeah, You're lucky you had a house.
And yeah, but
somehow you went to school.
All the time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, I just fended for myself, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was going out clam tight.
Oh.
So, anyway, I would just go around myself, meeting new people. Mind you, I'm 6 years old at the time.
Yeah.
And then I was walking through the streets of Amarillo one time.
Oh, you were in Amarillo, yeah?
I was in Amarillo for a little bit. We moved around a lot of places around Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
But...
And that's tough, because, you know, you got to serve... obviously, there's cannibals out there,
yeah,
so that's
a tough
childhood.
Oh, absolutely. So, I went into the market one day.
Mm-hmm.
Right down the road from our house.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have any money, so I would steal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a man in the corner just watching me. And I knew he was watching me. But I was still stealing stuff anyway. I thought it was just, like, the manager of the store.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. It was Lord Gorth. He said I'd be a great person to work for him. I didn't know what he meant at the time.
Uh-huh.
So, I, accepted his offer of working.
Wow. So I guess you ran away from your mother.
Technically, I did, yes.
And joined up with Lord Gorth.
Yep.
But now, how long ago was that? That must have been at least 20 years ago?
23 years ago, just about.
Oh, my gosh. So you've been with him the whole time. I mean, he's kind of before he founded Gorthland.
I have been with him for all this time.
Wow.
Yes. Watch out for that.
Oh, yeah. Clam tight.
Clam tight.
Oh, watch your foot. It's stamp tight.
Oh, yeah.
I think when it grows up out of the ground, it's a stamp tight.
That's right. That is right.
When it grows up, when it comes out of the ceiling, it's a clam tight.
Clam tight?
Yeah, yeah. It's geology.
Yeah.
Or no, is that geometry? I think it's geometry.
It's geology and geometry mixed into one.
Oh.
So, anyway, I asked Lord Gorth if I could bring Jimmy at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, his name wasn't Jimmy.
Oh. Oh, you gave him the name Jimmy.
Yeah, they called him at the lab that they were testing him at.
Oh, my gosh. You found him at a laboratory?
I found him in a laboratory, yeah.
Uh-huh.
These scientists were doing experiments on him. They called him SCP-00116.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good memory.
Odd, I know.
Uh-huh.
Really good. So, I took him, I called him Jimmy, and the rest is history.
Wow.
So, Lord Gorth asked me if I had transportation methods.
Yeah.
I said my horse.
Jimmy.
Wow,
so he's been with you this whole time since you were six.
He's been like a father to me.
I think, is it just me or is that music getting louder? Watch out, clam tight.
Yep, I got it.
Can you see that down there in the... looks like a pit. Like a cavernous pit down there.
It is a pit.
And there's a little... There's a young woman down there. And she's kneeling in front of the... Looks like a man lying on the ground.
I wonder if he's dead.
All right, so what we're looking at basically is this girl kneeling in front of this young man. Should we approach her and see if she needs help? So obviously she's singing. She's the one singing.
Might as well. What else are we going to do down here?
Excuse me, miss? Miss, do you need any help? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I'm just going to... maybe she's... It looks like he fell over, fell down. Maybe he fell from that cliff up there. And he fell down and she's... Wait, I don't know. She looks... Hello, miss? Miss?
Don't touch me!
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
Okay, all right, okay. Calm down, calm down.
Oh my God.
What?
Charlie.
Yeah?
She's a robo-person.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
You know, like a cyborg?
Yeah, and that man who's lying there, he looks dead, but there's wires hanging out of his neck.
Oh my God.
He's broken. Ma'am, I think your friend there...
He's deactivated, is what he's trying to say.
Ma'am, I think he's broken.
Get away from me! Leave us alone!
Okay, all right, we don't want any trouble.
No trouble here.
Do you want to come with us?
He fell off that ledge. Our honor abandoned us when the great bombs dropped. Johnny and I hid in this cave for I don't know how long, calculating 51 years before he fell and broke himself. I waited so long for him to wake up. So very long. He just needs a rest, like the humans. He needs a rest, like the humans.
I think she's crazy.
He needs a rest.
I think something's crazy. Something.
She's got like a virus in her or something.
And look at the dust on her clothes. Look how worn her clothes are.
She's been down here for a while.
Just
tell that.
Just singing that song.
He needs a rest.
To her.
That's old era clothing.
Yeah.
Like the humans.
Okay. Listen, let's just go back up to the cave. I really just want to get out of here. At this point, I want to get back onto Jimmy. Maybe the storm has passed. I hope.
And we'll get to Gore's plan. Find some water first, and then we'll.
All right, we'll find some water and head back up. All right. Okay.
Hey, Jim, we got some water for you, man. Wait, what's that?
There's something in here with us.
Well, like what?
Did that horse just talk? There's a sandworm in the cave.
Yeah, I'll get to how he talks in a second. There's a sandworm here.
Oh my gosh, I can hear it. It's moving underneath us.
That's just my stomach. Relax. Oh. I haven't eaten in a while.
Oh no, but what's that coming at us under the sand there?
Ah! Oh my God!
Oh my gosh!
Charlie!
Sandworm!
Alright, Charlie, listen.
Yeah.
Get back on Jimmy.
Okay.
Alright, I want you guys to ride out.
Okay.
Alright, stand way far out of the cave.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to attack this thing.
You're going to take it on.
I'm going to take it on.
No. No, we're not leaving you.
Listen, I've dealt with these things before, and I know how to deal with them.
I'm going to punch him. Ah! Ah! Ooh!
And
get on his back!
Ineffective.
Get on his back! Do you have a knife or something?
I do. Hold on.
Stab him! Jimmy, come here, Jimmy. Can you understand me?
Yes, I can.
Charlie, pull on my legs. I'm gonna cut him right down the center.
Dealing with a talking horse there. I got him.
I got him right in between where I want him.
I got
the knife is stuck in between.
I got your nasty little worm legs.
Pull my legs. I want you to pull my legs, not his legs.
Oh, okay. Wait. Let me get out. I thought you meant his legs. He's got so many of them. Okay.
Pull, ready? 3, 2, 1, pull. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
You're right?
Yeah, I'm good. Man, that was quick thinking on your part.
Jimmy, how are you?
I'm pretty good, fellas.
I think he's alright. What did he just say?
He said I'm pretty good, fellas.
Oh, alright, okay. I've got to get used to this. I'm assuming that the experiments that were that they did on Jimmy allow him to talk now.
Yeah, they... See that thing strapped to his head?
Yeah.
That brain-looking tomb thing?
Yeah, it looks like a brain in water or something.
Yeah, that's, he was essentially a person at first, and they tried doing experiments on him to see if they could, switch a horse's brain with a male brain.
Yeah.
Why they chose a horse to do that, I have no clue, but,
kind of weird, yeah.
Kind of effective, I guess.
Well, I'm smarter than you, idiots.
All right, okay. Oh, boy. Well, now he's a sassy horse.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let me just peek my head out. Yeah, I think the sandstorm's over. It's passed.
All right, good. Awesome. We can get on the road now, I guess.
All right, okay, let's hit the road. We got to hopefully catch up with Lord Gorth and make it to Gorthland.
Yep, hop on and grab
my
hand.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
There you go. All right, let's go, Jimmy. Hi-ya!
Yeah! I don't know why I'm doing that.
Oh, clamp tight.